farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government has made significant strides in providing support to all production endeavors in the agri-parks by creating market linkages to North America, the United Kingdom, and the Caribbean. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
The Ministry of Agriculture has embarked on a national program to identify and develop competitive value chains and export platforms for the country. The main objectives of the program are increased production and productivity, improved food safety and global certification mechanisms, and the establishment of a vibrant export platform. Under the National Export Platform Program, the government has forged an agricultural competitiveness program and partnered with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, to achieve a number of objectives. Maximize the existing exports to the United States marketplace. Identify gaps in current value chain activities. Identify new opportunities in the U.S. market. Improve market intelligence of the U.S. marketplace. Properly train value chain participants to better access to U.S. markets and establish new long-term relationships with large U.S. importers.
We are in this for the long haul because the future sustainability of our sector and our economy depends on the resurgence in the export market. We intend, therefore, through the Export Platform Program, to bolster our capacity to source, package, and market our produce for the export market in accordance with international safety standards and best practices.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kelio. He says the country has begun to see the results of the Export Platform Program.
To date, we have made headway in the United Kingdom marketplace. With a general increase in exports since 2012, we have made significant links through the Fresh Produce Consortium of that country, and the produce we have targeted include bananas, mangoes, yams, and local sweet potatoes.
The country has also embarked on a program to significantly boost exports of sweet potato to the UK through the production of US varieties in Jamaica. Minister Kelly says the government is now in the process of testing new melon varieties requested by buyers in the UK.
In the United States, we have met with buyers in Miami, New York, and Philadelphia and identified a list of targeted crops that we have validated. In addition, we have been in dialogue with some of the buyers in terms of trialing new varieties of produce that are of interest to them and represent export opportunities for us.
And on the Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Ministry of Water, in collaboration with the National Irrigation Commission, will be hosting a special public consultation on the revised water sector policy on Friday, August 14, at the Twickenham Park Farmers Training Center opposite the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park. The meeting starts at 10 a.m. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. Look pan you the better one. The phrase is sometimes used in response to the greeting, "How are you?" or "How you do?" For example, "Cheryl, how you do? Me a look for you the better one." And this means, "Not as good as you." That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.